Dave's World. Dave's World. Random. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Random. I am going to change the music almost immediately on Dave's World today. Almost immediately to this.
Champions League.
No. The reason I'm changing it to this is because I got an email from a chap called William. And in William's email, he has written a story. And I feel I need to bring the story to you, Dermot.
Okay.
It goes as follows.
Right.
A man is driving down the road and breaks down near a monastery. He goes to the monastery, knocks on the door and says, "My car broke down. Do you think I could stay the night?" The monks graciously accept him, feed him dinner and even fix his car.
Lovely monks.
As the man tries to fall asleep, he hears a strange sound. A sound like no other he has ever heard. Next morning, he asks the monks what the sound was, but they say, "We cannot tell you. You're not a monk."
No.
The man is disappointed, but thanks them anyway and goes about his merry way. Some years later, the same man breaks down with the same car in front of the same monastery.
He should get a new car.
The monks again accept him, feed him, and even fix his car. That night, he hears the same strange, mesmerizing sound that he had heard years earlier. The next morning, he asks what the sound was, but the monks reply, "We can't tell you. You're not a monk." The man says, All right, I'm dying to know. It's the only way I can find out what that sound was to become a monk. How do I become a monk?" The monks reply, "You must travel the earth and tell us how many blades of grass there are and the exact number of sand pebbles. When you find these numbers, you will then become a monk."
Wow.
The man sets about his task. Some 45 years later, he returns and knocks on the door of the monastery.
His family must have been delighted.
He knocks on the door of the monastery.
"Your father's taken ages."
He says, "I have travelled the earth and devoted my life to the task demanded, and I have found what you asked for. There are 371,145,236,284,232 blades of grass and a similar large number of sand pebbles on the earth." The monks reply, "Congratulations, you are correct, and now you are a monk. We shall now show you the way to the sound." The monks lead the man to a wooden door where the head monk says, "The sound is behind that door." The man reaches for the knob, but the door is locked. He asks, "May I have the key?" The monks give him the key and he opens the door. Behind the wooden door is another door made of stone. The man requests the key to the stone door. The monks give him the key and he opens it, only to find a door made of ruby. He demands another key from the monks who provide it. Behind that door is another door, this one made of sapphire. And so it went until the man had gone through all the doors. The doors of emerald, silver, topaz and amethyst.
Wow.
Finally, the monks say, "This is the key to the last door." The man is relieved to know end. He unlocks the door, turns the knob, and behind that door, he is astonished to find the source of the strange sound. It is truly an amazing and unbelievable sight. But I can't tell you because you're not a monk.